But didn't Debbie run for office? Wasn't she elected to the State House of Representatives?
She was. She was working a variety of jobs until our son was born in 82. So July 18th, Beau was born. And she decided she needed to stay home, so she quits her job with Southwestern Bell. She had had a job at OETA for a short time with education, but was working Southwestern Bell during the boom years before the bust there in July of 85. And so we have the child. She stays home for 4 years until he can get into kindergarten. And then coming out of that, we were living in Heritage Hills, which is a historic neighborhood. And she really gets involved with neighborhoods. She's a great organizer, leader. And she's involved. Well, she gets a job at this struggling organization called Neighborhood Alliance, is what we call it today. Then it had the sexy name of something like Neighborhood Redevelopment Corporation. But it was a nonprofit with some city funding, raising money, trying to encourage strong neighborhoods, inner city redevelopment. Diversity would have been a big thing, affordable housing. Well, that became her passion. And in 88, city leaders asked her to team with Bob Macy, who is the district attorney at the time, to try to get a public sales tax initiative passed by the voters. People in Oklahoma City had turned down every bond issue since the crash in 82, 85. And so they set about having a dedicated fund for police and fire protection. And it passes. And Debbie was the main spokesperson, willing to take a risk. It passes, so suddenly she's in the political world of getting things done. Kind of go a few years forward, she's still working Neighborhood Alliance, doing some other things, had helped create Paseo Redevelopment Corporation for inner city redevelopment. And suddenly, our state representative, Linda Larrison in Central Oklahoma City, says, I don't have the fire in the belly to fight it anymore. Politics are changing. Debbie, Democrat. Linda, Democrat. Saw the tidal wave coming in 94. Linda says, I don't have the fire in the belly. Debbie, would you run? Last minute, she gets in. I'll never forget we raised $11,000 for that campaign. Today, $11,000 would not even pay for the first poll, much lesser. I think $200,000 is what they say now is minimum to run a race. But raised $11,000. I did her computer. I designed her brochures. I walked, put up signs. Won by 31 votes in 94. That was the year Frank Keating was elected, the first year that more Republicans elected the legislature than Democrats. It was the beginning of that shift that you see. But Debbie gets in, and she asked me once, she said, husband, do you think that I should run for the legislature? I says, I'm not going to recommend, because if I tell you the wrong thing and you don't like it later, then I'm to blame. I'm not going to be the bad guy here. So I says, you do what you want to do. And I says, I'll tell you one thing. Debbie sees the world in black and white, right or wrong. There's very little gray area to her. You're either right or you're wrong. And I've learned those lessons over the years. But I says, you will not like the legislature. It's all about compromise. It's all about doing this because you see something that you might get done in two more years. And you have to swallow deeply and say, yeah, I'll vote for that bad bill that's going to hurt people, because I can help them later. That's the way of the world. You know that world. And your gifted wife who's out there and understands that system. I says, you won't like it, because they're going to ask you to compromise. And you're going to have to, you will say no, I have no doubt. Well, the first person who recognized the strength of that was Larry Adair, who became speaker. And Larry Adair needed a junkyard dog. Debbie, 98 pounds. A woman in a world dominated by men. Debbie is that, so he said, okay, you're going to be in charge of appropriation for education. And that was the front line of the fight. This is the time when charter schools are just being mentioned. This is a fight where rural and urban Oklahoma, which is the real fight, Democrat, Republican is what most people think. It was really urban, a rural fight. So you're going to be on that front line. You've got to navigate this. And she was there, and for 4 years was his appropriation junkyard dog. If he said, we need to make VOTEC a little more accountable, Debbie was just had the guts to do it. And of course, at the end, when you know the guys up in the top room would compromise, she'd grit her teeth and say, oh, blah, blah. But she was there doing what she could, and she served her 12 years, and term limits finally got her out.
What a proud time that was for her, mm-hmm. And still is, obviously, yeah.